It's a romance, a bromance, an ongoing best pals play day, all that rolled into one otherwise straight arrow relationship. It's funny, sweet, and so extremely unlikely, especially in such dark times, that you marvel at the odd magic of humanity. Through two immense disasters, the recent Oroville Dam spillway failure and full-scale evacuation, and the monstrous campfire, a catastrophe we're still beginning to live with, we have come to believe that Sheriff Honey is on our side, in a fearless yet fully human way, day after endless day in the wake of this last disaster, and our gratitude knows no bounds. We trust him because he's a stand-up guy, and he's standing up right beside us when it would be just as easy to sit down and hide behind some desk. In gratitude, and maybe a little awe, people started crafting superhero sheriff love notes and sending them all around on social media. Tongue-in-cheek Chuck Norris tough guy stuff on steroids. Honey is my homie. My personal favorite, though, is the black and white one where a stone-faced Sheriff Honey glances sideways over his shoulder, intoning the threat, "Say pleasure, one more time." But mostly, it's nonpartisan hero worship. His calendar skips April 1st because nobody fools Sheriff Honey. He sleeps with a pillow under his gun. When asked how many push-ups he can do, Sheriff Honey says, "All of them." His 10-gallon hat holds 20 gallons. His 2 cents add up to $37. And on it goes, with more and more of them all the time. People can't seem to stop. Sheriff Honey doesn't dial a wrong number. You answered the wrong phone. He once hit 11 out of 10 targets with 9 bullets. Honey was first appointed to the position of Butte County Sheriff in 2014, but he was a superstar early on, starting in the Sheriff's Department as a jail guard in 1993 and becoming a detective in just 3 years. His communication skills were always stellar, which caught the attention of the DA. District Attorney Mike Ramsey hired him as an investigator in 2005 and appointed him chief investigator after just a few years. Honey studied law, too, online, and passed the California bar exam on his first try, another heroic feat. But none of that is why we love our sheriff. We love him because he shows up when we need him, and even shows up when we don't need him, but just enjoy having him around, like the downtown Christmas tree lighting in Chico. When he's not chasing bad guys and rescuing people, he poses for selfies and public snaps and reaches out with a reassuring hug to anyone and everyone. According to one meme, Santa Claus is worried about landing on Sheriff Honey's naughty list. Funny, that Santa reference. On NPR's StoryCorps recently, a guy who runs a Santa school pointed out that teaching people to be Santa actually shows them how to be better people. Santa respects people. He looks them in the eye and listens, and he treats them all the same, whether they are 4 or 94. Now we know who Sheriff Corey Honey really is. You heard it here first, folks. He's Santa.